Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser. Yes, the browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, you know, maybe the push buttons or the knobs. 102.9 is the number you can preset, and it's always ready. Here today with Alicia Sullivan. Alicia, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about blood pressure kits, and people can take them out at the library.
I know. It's an amazing new program that we started. We're very excited about it.
Excellent. So we'll get into more details, but you spend time at the senior center, so people know you there. But if they don't, tell us a little bit about this Alicia Sullivan, who's a nurse for the town.
Yeah, so my name's Alicia Sullivan. I work for the town of Franklin's health department. I am a public health nurse. I've been a nurse for, probably like 14 years. I used to work at Milford Regional Medical Center before I came over to here. I've been working for the town for approximately 4 years, and I am also from the town of Franklin.
Nothing wrong with that part. And you're a little busy. I think, you know, if there's a kind of a typical day, it may be depending upon if you're at the senior center, because that typical day is a little bit different from a day when you're doing, say, one of your trainings that you coordinate with the fire department.
Yeah, so being in public health, the responsibilities can be vast. Anything from dealing with communicable diseases in the area. It can be educational trainings. I partner with the Franklin Fire Station, specifically the EMS Captain Lori Kay, and we do a lot of free trainings for the public, like hands-only CPR, stop the bleed. We also just started incorporating choking emergencies and how to respond to that as another new training.
Yeah.
I have done other trainings, though, like per request at senior centers. I've even gone to St. Mary's before and have done them on anything from nutrition to stroke prevention. I'm willing to consider anything to go and help spread the word on
Well, and I
healthy,
think, too,
healthy
especially
habits.
with kind of stop the bleed, I think you did some for either, what was it, the high school or the youth hockey?
Both.
Both,
We've done,
yeah.
yeah, we've done the youth hockey. The coaches really want to learn how to do that. And every year we go to Tri-County with the carpentry class. We do their students and review everything with them. And it's just a great review, because sometimes even to know, like, where is that equipment located? What would I do in emergency? It just makes you think, what would you
Yes.
do in a type of emergency situation?
Yeah. Yeah. Because between carpentry, certainly with ice skating,
Oh,
there
yeah.
is a possibility for some blood,
Yeah,
unfortunately,
for
to
injury.
start occurring. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that quick response, having taken the class, the quick response certainly is much better.
I feel like the more education you have in regards to some of these things, the better people will respond to it. A lot of people can be really nervous with not knowing what to do. And by taking these classes, it gives people some confidence to step in and help.
And then when you're at the senior center, one of the things that you do there amongst kind of the health checks is the blood pressure and blood sugar checks, right?
Yep, I do blood pressure screenings. I've reviewed medication with people. We'll go over healthy eating, checking blood sugars. I've also will do wound care for people. Basically, whatever people need, help finding doctors, anything that's in my purview where I can help them, we will do that. I hold office hours here on Thursdays from 8:30 to 2 o'clock, but I am here. My office is located here, so it can be any day of the week that people come in and seek help.
Sure. Yeah. And then particularly on the blood pressure kits, there are now some available at the libraries. You can take it out in along with a book or a movie.
Yeah. So this is actually, we are the first library in Massachusetts to do this program. So the Franklin Health Department and Franklin Library partnered with the American Heart Association to launch, it's called Libraries with Heart Program. So it offers a really convenient way for people to come to a welcoming place like the library to get their blood pressure checked and an opportunity to borrow the equipment if they need it. So we do have a station located on the second floor near where the computers are. So if people just want to go in and get their blood pressure checked, they can do that. But there's also the option to check out a blood pressure, an automated blood pressure monitor to take home, basically like checking out a book.
So second floor, if you go up the stairwell into the newer section, there's a row of computers. There's a station right there, so you can actually just
Yep,
sit
to the
down and be
right.
comfy and take a test.
Yep, and along with the kits and at that station, there's information that basically teaches people what is normal blood pressure, how to eat healthy, stress management, physical activity information, and eliminating tobacco use. So basically, just good healthy habits to follow to help keep your blood pressure in check.
Right. Are there ranges kind of like by age category or by decade of years to have kind of a blood pressure range, et cetera?
No, so actually, they want your top number, your systolic blood pressure, to be 120 or under. And then that bottom number, the diastolic blood pressure, they want it to be 80 and lower.
Ah.
So that top number, the systolic blood pressure, is basically measuring the blood pressure when the heart is pumping, the amount of force against the artery. And then
Okay.
that diastolic, that bottom number, refers to like the when the heart rests between beats.
The resting. Yep.
So it used to be they would look at age to go and see what your blood pressure was, but it's not like that anymore. Of course, if you have a cardiologist or have certain medical any kind of past medical history, your doctor could want you with different blood pressures, but for the most part, they want you 120 and under for the top number and 80 and under for the bottom number.
Good to know.
Well, we thought it was really good. High blood pressure is the leading cause of death in the United States. And I was
Really?
looking up some statistics because I knew that we were going to be doing this. And it's actually the second leading cause of death in Massachusetts, with cancer being number one.
The big C.
High blood pressure is very prevalent, and it's really good that people know their numbers and know how to take care of themselves, because a lot of symptoms, like you don't usually have symptoms when you have high blood pressure. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. They call it the silent killer because of that fact.
True. Yeah. And by way of disclosure, yeah, I've been a long time athlete, long time runner, long time walker. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of years, the doc says, your blood pressure is a little high. It's like, wait a minute, really? Me? Who knew?
It could be from stress, from all the stuff that you
Well, you know,
do.
there are stressful times, I admit that, but I also try to keep some balance so that I'll forget things and just go for a walk to get lost and try to forget about what happened at that meeting or what's going to happen at
You
the
know,
next one.
I meet with a lot of people who do have a very healthy lifestyles. Sometimes this stuff is from getting older. Our arteries aren't as elastic as they once were. We can have cholesterol build up. And sometimes there's just genetics at play that can make people more
True.
prone to certain things.
Yeah, but dietary certainly is part of the one of the influences.
Oh yeah, dietary, having some kind of physical activity, and not smoking are good ways to help with your blood pressure.
Yeah, I've never smoked, so I've been a long time athlete, although there was one historic time that as an eighth grade chaperone to a trip to Quebec, I took a puff on a peace pipe for the cause. That
Well, hey, in Canada, no, I'm kidding.
the only time. The eighth graders loved
I'm sure they did.
it. It's like, look at that. He did
You probably got a lot of
it.
cool points for doing that.
No. Yes. The daughter was happy.
But yeah, I think it's great that you're doing this because I think to have people know that these types of resources are at the library, because we have one of the most beautiful libraries, in my opinion, and it's a great, neutral, comfortable place. Free, you don't have to worry about cost or anything like that. It's a very comfortable place to go to. And for whatever reason, let's say you weren't sure what type of blood pressure cuff you wanted to buy, or you only needed monitoring for a short period of time, or you happen to be tight on money and can't get a cuff at the time, you can go to the library, check one out, just like you're checking out a book, and be able to use that cuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And amongst the other things you do, certainly you're aware, familiar with the library because I think what, twice a year you do a health fair, kind of a springish and fallish, and bring in a
Yeah,
whole bunch of other health-related vendors for a fun afternoon.
Oh yeah, so we do the health fairs. We have a lot of fun with those. And the health fairs are basically, we get a whole bunch of vendors, health related, and it can be anything from foot care. We have the police come, the fire station, they always bring good stuff. The YMCA, a lot of times we can get like a nutrition place to come in. We get a variety of vendors that focus on healthy habits, and they come to this health fair. They have a lot of free giveaways, and it's a really great thing to just teach people about some of the businesses in the area and what people do and the resources that are out there.
Yeah, because there are a lot, and I think you've even worked with the GIS folks to come up with a few targeted maps. So,
Oh,
certain
yeah.
layouts of resources for specific health arenas.
Yeah, so if you ever go to the Metacomet Public Health Alliance, it's the Franklin, Wrentham, and Norfolk. Under our links, under our quick links on that site, you can go to like a health outcome, and you can click whatever you want, anything from arthritis, asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and you can look at the prevalence of it for our three towns. It's really cool.
So you can, the individual can say, well, how popular is this?
Exactly. And it's cool because it even breaks it down with like certain areas in town, because you may see a little rise and you're like, Yeah.
Well, and that's also part of what you and, although more specifically, the epidemiologist kind of tracking some of those statistics over time. Clearly, you'll react, as I understand it, kind of on the specific incident. So if it's a foodborne illness or something, but then the epidemiologist will bring that kind of tracking and trending analysis to it.
Yeah, so at this point, I do a lot of the looking at the trends. So, like right now, it's respiratory season, flu season. So, I keep an eye on the flu numbers, on the COVID numbers. Also, during this time of year, we do see a lot of foodborne illnesses, and I am the lucky person who gets to call people and review food histories with them if anyone has ever received a call from me. So, it can be fun doing stuff like that too. But also what it links to, if people, like for instance, ate at a certain restaurant during that incubation period, so from when they could have potentially ingested the virus, bacteria, whatever it is causing the illness, to when symptoms show up, the incubation period, if they ate at a restaurant, a lot of times it'll trigger a restaurant inspection to make sure that everything is safe at the restaurants. So that's how another way it links back with the health department also.
Because health is important.
Very.
If you got good health, a lot of other things become possible.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point of when I think of public health nursing, we want to do primary prevention. So we want to get that information out to people, give them the resources and the education so we can hopefully try to prevent them from having the diseases.
Yes, because prevention is worth much more than trying to recover from something. That's going to be much more expensive.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a lot of the reason why we do a lot of the educational things. I really enjoy teaching. So when we do our classes like hands only CPR and stop the bleed, even though those can be more emergent types of things, you know, some of the statistics I've looked up with teaching these classes is it's like under 50% of bystanders will help when it comes to CPR. And could it be because someone's alone at home? Is it because someone's nervous that they might get sued? Or could it just be the lack of education and fear of harming someone? There's a lot of things that play with that, but we want to teach these things so people feel comfortable with helping.
Heaven forbid the opportunity does arise and you at least have had the class, you feel a little bit of confidence to go, let's just stop. Let's just try.
Yeah, and what we always teach, even if you're not the one comfortable or physically able to do CPR, you can be the person calling 911, removing the crowd. There's a lot of other factors that people can play in an emergency situation.
Yeah, 'cause that's one of the key pieces where, and for those who may have seen some of either the council or FinCom meetings, the police and fire will occasionally mention, yeah, we've got two per vehicle and two vehicles arrive, but there's a role so that be coordinated with the police as well. Fire will arrive, police will arrive. They'll do kind of the crowd control, do the patient identification, work with family members, whoever's around. Everybody has a role to play and it all has to coordinate.
Well, absolutely. Even knowing like where an AED is located, it's so funny. Whenever I teach these classes, I'll go and ask people because I have gone to people's places of business before. I'm like, "Do you know where your AED is located?" They probably walk by it multiple times a day. People don't know. So it just kind of these classes just bring awareness and for you to just think outside the box in case an emergency were to happen.
And fortunately, at least based upon the standards, the AEDs should be on the wall, visible, marked.
They are, but what I've noticed, a lot of them are in white cabinets against white walls. So
So it
people
kind of
tend to kind of
blends.
walk right by them and not notice it as much.
Sure. Instead of sticking out with the redness, yes.
And everyone's so busy in their day-to-day life. Some people may not be that observant and notice.
Well, and it's if you're walking down the corridor every day, you see it every single day. It's kind of like secondhand. Oh, there's a thing on the wall. There's a thing sticking out of the
Yeah, you're used to it at that point.
Unless you actually somebody walks the other way and you would bump into it. It's like, oh, well, something is
It is there, yeah.
there. Cool. So your day is generally busy, and somewhat reactionary, but you do planful things as well.
So like you were saying with our health fairs that we tried to do, because I am part of an alliance, another thing that I did, we've had a community baby shower where we got recesses for expecting parents. That was, I can't even think of the date of when that was, but we're always trying to do something progressive to go and fill the gaps where need be. I also go to the housing authority once a month and do blood pressure and glucose screenings there. But yeah, it can change month to month and day to day depending on the needs and what people what they come in and see me and are looking for.
And seasonal, because while we're in flu season now, as it gets to spring, you'll get into outdoor and ticks and
Flu season, I always am
allergies.
planning like clinics and attending clinics to go and help give flu vaccines. And then when springtime comes, it shifts to something else.
And then summertime, you get into the sun protections.
Oh yeah, Lyme disease education, Tripoli, West Nile virus educational things we teach about.
There's a lot going on.
Oh yeah, it changes from day to day, season to season.
Definitely. Good. Well, I think we've covered a bunch. Is there something we haven't covered that you want to mention?
Not that I can think of. I'm really happy that we talked about this new program. I think it's a great opportunity because even if you don't need to borrow a blood pressure cuff, if you're just there in the library and want to check out your blood pressures and want to know what the numbers are, what they mean to go and see how you're doing, it's a great opportunity to do so, especially because so many people go in and out of that library. And, just to reiterate, you really want your top number to be in the 120s or lower, and that bottom number to be like in the 70s or lower. Technically, a reading of high blood pressure is 130 or over and 80 and over. And you may not have symptoms with high blood pressure, but if that blood pressure remains high without treatment, without doing anything about it, it can really increase people's risk of having a stroke, a heart attack, kidney disease. That's why it's really good to regularly go to your doctor's appointments. And I know another issue that we're having in the area, people are having a hard time finding a primary care doctor.
Oh, yes.
It's very hard. So if you haven't been able to do that, you can at least go and get your blood pressure checked out at the library. Or if you ever come into the senior center, people can come visit me and I can also do that and review things with them.
Good. And we'll also include links in the show notes. Certainly, people can go to the town page, look for health department, and I believe even off the town page, you've got the link to the
Yeah,
Metacomet.
it should be on there also. And it's the health outcomes, and it'll show the three towns of Franklin, Norfolk, and Wrentham.
Good. Well, thank you, Alicia. This has been
Yeah,
fun. I learned a few
thank you for
things.
doing this with me. I appreciate it.
Good. And listeners, thank you for listening. Don't be bashful. Reach out to Alicia if you need to. Her email and info is on the town page. Certainly, you can stop by the senior center. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.